Amud Shvui Daf Mem Amud Beis in Brachos. Let's get underway. The Gemara here has two interesting topics. One we're going to be focusing on, the other one we're not. But two super interesting topics that comes up in the Gemara on this Daf and this Amud. One, making brachos in the vernacular, in the language that you speak, which is not Lashon HaKodesh. And number two, the construction of a bracha. What is the essential ingredients that make up a bracha? So the Gemara starts off like this. Binyamin Raya, Krach Rift of Amr. So Binyamin the Shepherd. So he broke bread, and he said the following. Brich Mari Dai Pita. So in Aramaic, he said, God bless this bread. So good. So Amr Rav Yatzah. So Rav says, okay, so that's good. That's a bracha. So Amr Rav Kol Bracha Shein Lo Haskar Hashem in a bracha. So Rav says, first of all, it misses the basic requirements of a bracha, the composite of a bracha. You need Shem Hashem. So the Amr Brich Rachmana Mari Dai Pita. So the Gemara says, okay, so what he says, thank God for this bread. Good. The Gemara now at this point is assuming that we're talking about benching, not bracha vishona. So the Gemara says, my yatsa de kamer rav nami yatsa bracha vishona. Yatsa yidei bracha vishona. So the Gemara to that says, we're not talking about the benching, we're talking about the bracha beforehand, which is obviously only one bracha. To which the Gemara says, my kamashmalan alpha gav de amr balashan chol tanina. Okay, so what's the chiddush now? So at this point in time, the chiddush is that he made the bracha in the vernacular. At the time, vernacular was Aramaic. But the Gemara says, okay, but we know that already. So the Mishnah Sota tells us that these things could be said in any language. So right now, Rav is saying something, but it's not a Chiddush. So it's the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why it's necessary. So when is it that saying in the vernacular is good? That's only if I have a good translation, where it's word for word the matbea of the bracha. But if you're just simply producing a sentence which conveys the idea, but you're not saying it b'lashon chachamim, so that might not work. So kamash malan, that's a chiddush. So Gufa the Gemara now goes back and has a discussion slash debate about what is the essential composite of a bracha. So Rav has a very simple requirement when it comes to a bracha shem. You have to say shem Hashem. Rav Yochanan amar kol bracha shem ba malchus ein a bracha. So Rav Yochanan says it has to have shame and it has to have machus as well. He's adding on to Rav's position. Yes, you need shame, but you also need machus. Amar Abai kavasa de Rav Nistabra. And this Abai points out that Rav seems to be the more logical position to Tanya with Antana Braisa. I'm sorry, the Aleph you can just ignore. Lo avarti me mitzvasecha v'lo shachachti, parshas kisavo, vidwe maiser. So the pasuk says that I didn't forget. Why didn't you forget? Well, lo avarti milavarechacha. So first of all, I didn't forget a bracha. And when I made the bracha, so I said Shem Hashem. Now in this brisa, it gives us a basic requirement of a bracha, which of course is Shem. Yes, there is a overarching question: how can the drasha of the pasuk be referring to a bracha? The bracha is only midrabban and not midaraisa. Good, wonderful discussion, not ours tonight. So the Gemara says Rav Yochanan. So the brisa now, as it is constructed and as the Gemara presents it, says that in terms of minimum requirement for a bracha, Shem, like Rav. And the Brisa doesn't seem to be going like Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara defends of Rav Yochanan tiniv lo shachachti malhaskir shimcha umachus chalav. So Rav Yochanan just simply reads it into the Brisa. Yeah, that's exactly what the Brisa meant. The Brisa meant Shem Hashem with machus as well. Okay, so you read it into the Brisa. I can divrei Gemara. So when asked the question in terms of what are the basic requirements of a bracha, it's a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav says Shem, Rav Yochanan says Shem amachus. How do we paskin? So Tosu says, Yesh Mefarshin de Mistabra Braisa Kavase. Now, as far as the Gemara is concerned, I know Abai gave a quote unquote a shout out to Rav, but Tosu says, good. All that Abai's position was is that I have a Braisa that goes like Rav, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's the halacha. And as far as the halacha is concerned, Tosu says, Umiu, Rav Afas, Pasuk, Rav Yochanan, Vechim Pasuk Rida, Chol Bracha Shembo, Machus Shemaim, Eino Bracha. So as far as the riff is concerned, And by the way, Tosus over here is quoting the Rif. Not a usual occasion amongst the Balei HaTosfos. But Tosus quotes the Rif, and Tosus also quotes the Ri as well, the Balei HaTosfos. And he says that the halacha falls like Rav Yochanan. You have to say Shema Machus. Ulekach haya omeri, shim haya medag machus shal bracha hamotzi, shetzarech lachzor ulevarech. So if you leave out Malchus in any bracha, now it's interesting that he points to the bracha of Amotzi over here, but the truth of the matter is it would be true by any bracha, so then you'd have to go back and repeat the bracha. V'afilu dileg tevas ha'olam belvad. D'melech levad in a Malchus. Tosus goes even one step further. Even if I said melech, meaning think about a standard bracha, baruch ata Hashem, that's shame, elkeinu melech ha'olam, so Tosus says melech is insufficient. You have to say melech ha'olam. Tosu says, "De melech levad in a machus. Machus is not just the word melech, But Malchus is Melech HaOlam. Okay. Adkan, that takes us now to just the starting point, meaning from this point going forward. So now we have the language in which we can discuss, and we're going to be discussing one topic tonight, and it's really interesting. In fact, it's so interesting, Tosfos discussed this topic, not once, but twice in the Masechta. I quote both times that Tosfos brings down this topic. So if you think about it now, so now we know what is the basic formulation of a bracha. You need Shem, you need Malchus. Good. Tosfos says we pass like Rav Yochanan. The Rif says we pass like Rav Yochanan. Good. So now at this point in time, so we know that we are making a bracha three times a day, and not only is it one bracha, but it's a series of brachas. There are 18 brachas strung together. These 18 brachas that are strung together, the Chachamim instructed us to say it in the morning, in the afternoon, and the evening. I'm referring to Shmoneh Esrei. I know it's 19 brachas, but not for now. In the meantime, however, when you think about the bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, so of the 19 brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, how many of them have Malchus? So let's just for a moment ignore the first bracha and think about every other bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. How many of them have Malchus? The answer is almost none of them. Now, even as I say almost none of them, certainly in the beginning of the bracha, any time after the first bracha, so it doesn't open up b'shem over Malchus. And that's fine because we have the concept of bracha smuch l'chaverta. When I have one bracha jut up against another bracha, so the second bracha doesn't have to open up with the words Baruch Ata Hashem. Fine. But then I go to the chasima of every one of the brachas, so it says Baruch Ata Hashem, but that's it. And then it summarizes what the bracha is all about. It doesn't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So as far as all the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei minus the first one, so it doesn't have Malchus. Let's go to the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Baruch Ata Hashem. What's the next words? Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov, etc., etc.
I don't see Olam there anywhere.
There's no Melech. There's no Melech. There's not, right? With the Shmoneh Esrei seems to be missing the basic requirements of a bracha. It does not have Shem and Malchus. Now, it's true, and I thought about this. Okay, fine. And yeah, but sometimes. And a Melech HaKadosh. Now, it's true that in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, it does end off with the words Melech Ozer Moshiach Magen, but that's going to be a little bit difficult to say that that's part of the formulation of the bracha. Meaning that's in the body of the bracha, and that's really just an adjective, but in terms of the construct of the bracha, it doesn't open up with the word, it doesn't open up with Shema Malchus. And that's really strange. In fact, again, it's so strange that Tosfos says, how does that work? You're missing the basics of a bracha. So Tosfos raises this topic twice in our Masechta and Brachos, once on our daf, another time on daf Memtes, and Tosfos offers the following as an answer. So we're going to take a look first at our Tosfos on Mem Amud Beis. So Tosfos says, "Ubracha shel Shmoneh Esrei ein ba Malchus, deinim baim b'psicho uvechasima ein shayach Malchus." Good. So Tosfos over here, it's a little bit tricky to read, but Tosfos over here seemingly is referring to all the other brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. So there is no psicho uvechasima, so it doesn't. There's no shaychus of Malchus, meaning all the other brachas. Again, I know I'm reading a little bit into Tosfos, but presumably that's what Tosfos means. All the other brachas do not have this requirement of Shemana Malchus. However, what about the first one? Aval Elokei Avraham. So now Tosfos here is using what I would describe as poetic license. Tosfos says that when the bracha opens up with the words Elokei Avraham, that's Malchus. Huh? How'd you get from Elokei Avraham to Malchus? So it's actually Gemara based. It's not, I mean, it is a drasha, but it's a drasha in the Gemara. To Avraham Avinu, Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol HaOlam, Sheodia Machuso. So Avraham, so he introduced monotheism into the whole world. He told everybody that there's a Melech Malchei HaMalachim. And so therefore, Elokei Avraham, so that's a reference to Malchus. So this is what I would describe as poetic license, meaning it's not Malchus formally, but it's Elokei Avraham. It's interesting, by the way, because Tosfos at the beginning says that if you say Melech by itself, oh, that's not enough. You have to say Melech HaOlam. So in the beginning of Tosfos, he's super specific in terms of what defines Malchus. And now as he's struggling with Shmoneh Esrei, like where's the Malchus in Shmoneh Esrei? So he says, well, Elokei Avraham works. Okay, so it's a nice contrast between the beginning of Tosfos and this part of Tosfos. And then you have to think about other times where we're also missing the Malchus and we're even missing Elokei Avraham. For example, on Friday night after Maariv. So where's the Malchus over there? So again, Tosfos now takes out a little bit more poetic lysis. El HaKadosh She'in Kamohu. Okay, there's only one God. That's Malchus. Now, he's right. Of course he's right. But I'm saying, but we could support him by he points this out. Meaning, on we just davened this musaf on Rosh Hashanah, and we're looking. You know, we're really struggling to find psukim that deal with malchus. And what do we take out? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that's one of the psukim that satisfy the malchus requirement of malchus of Shemona Esrei Musaf. Okay, so when you talk about the singularity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, so that's malchus. Now again, as far as I'm concerned, says Tosfos, look, I think Elokei Avraham substitutes for Malchus as well. So the post Friday night, you know, condensed Shmona Esrei, that doesn't really bother me. Now Tosfos goes all the way back to the beginning. What about the Braisa? So, and the Braisa didn't mention Malchus, but Tosfos says, look, it's not the Braisa's job to go ahead and tell us every single detail, meaning Malchus is there. Okay, so this is Tosfos' response to the question of where is Malchus in Shmona Esrei? So Tosfos over here talks about some form of poetic license, and Elokei Avraham is going to be the Malchus of Shmona Esrei. Tosfos repeats his question again later in the Masechta on Daf Mem Tes. So Tosfos over here offers another answer as well. Super interesting. Tosfos writes, V'im Tomar. Forgive me, I'm not going to go over the first part of Tosos, as it's not really germane to our discussion, and it's really dealing with the addition that you add in benching when in fact you forgot Yalav Yavo or you forgot Ritzeh. It's not our topic for now. Let's go to the next part of Tosos, which is our topic. So as far as Shmona Esrei, so where is Shem, where is Malchus? So Tosfos says, Kel Chai V'Kayam. Quotations, by the way, are mine. I add the quotations. So Tosfos says, well, you know, it's jut up right up against Kel Chai V'Kayam. And then Tosfos gives his second answer, which he gave earlier in the Masechta. Inami Elokei Avraham, Hainu Malchus, Kedam Rinan, Kishem Mishanivra, Olam, Lo Yadam, Shekaru Lakosh Baruch Hu, Adon, Hachaba Avraham, V'Karu Adon, Shenemar, Adonai Elokei, Mati Tenli, etc., etc. Second answer of Tosfos is the answer that we already saw. What's that first answer of Tosfos? What is Tosfos suggesting over here? Well, Kel Chai V'Kayam. What's he suggesting? Presumably, what he's suggesting is the following. That when you look at Shmona Esrei, look at where it is in davening. Meaning, what is it immediately following? It's immediately following Gal Yisrael. So in other words, the brachos of Shema. So if it's immediately following the brachos of Shema, so what do we have regarding the brachos of Shema? So we have, let's talk Shacharis, we actually have three consecutive brachos. So we start with Yotze Or, we go to Ava Rabba, okay, Ava Zolom, okay, yeah, I speak your language. So the, and then Emes V'Yatziv. So the, so we have three consecutive brachos. And so do you know what the first bracha of Shmona Esrei is? It's a bracha hasmucha l'chaverta. That starts with a Shem and Malchus, taking us all the way back to Yotze Or, the first bracha of Kriya Shema. Presumably, that's what Tosfos is suggesting over here. Now, his quote, his citation over here, Kel Chai V'Kayam, where is that? Where is that? What is that? What is that making reference to? So, if you're confused, so I want you to know that we are standing in really good company, because the Marsha also, the Marsha writes, Lo Yadana Kavanaso, Mahi Brichas Kel Chai V'Kayam. Again, quotations are mine. So Marsha says, I'm not sure what he's referring to when he refers to Kel Chai V'Kayam. Shismuchos la brachos shel Yudches ve'im ne'emar kavanaso abirchas gal Yisrael v'kari le'birchas Kel Chai V'Kayam. So Marsha suggests that maybe it's a reference to the end of Emes V'Yatziv. So what's the line in Gal Yisrael? Right? Okay, good. Okay, so maybe that's what Tosfos is making reference to. Ka'amor ba'la melech kel chai v'kayam d'chol yuches brachos d'haino afer rishonus muchos agal Yisrael ve'in tzarech malchus d'im ken ga'am b'baruch ata Hashem lo bai b'psicha yurches k'mo b'shar brachos shol yurches. So Tosfos says, okay, so you want to tell me now that really the Shmona Esrei is really just a continuation of the brachos that came beforehand. So Tosfos says, the Marsha says, I got two questions. If this is what Tosfos actually means. One, if that's true, and that Shmona Esrei is really just a bracha smucha l'chaverta, which is just a fascinating way to look at Shmona Esrei. It really just is an extension of the brachos of Kriya Shema. So number one, you don't need shame. Meaning, any brachas muchal chaverta, the opening of a brachas muchal chaverta, doesn't need machus and doesn't need shame as well. So in other words, Shemona Esrei doesn't need to start off with the words Baruch Ata Hashem. That's number one. Number two, va'od, b'mincha v'mosav lo havi bracha rishona, diyud ches mucha. And number two, that does a wonderful job explaining shachris and even ma'ariv. But mincha, musaf, so Shemona Esrei stands by itself. Shemona Esrei stands by itself, so at this point in time, so it's not a bracha smucha l'chaverta. It really is an opening bracha. Well, if it's an opening bracha, hadra kusha l'duchta. So now it should start off with shame and it should start off with malchus. And it doesn't. So the Maharsha says, so I really have two problems with this suggestion of Tosfos, that it really is just an extension of the brachas of Kriya Shema. Okay. And Maharsha says, really, the second answer seems to be the more convincing answer. I would, on this Maharsha, I would like to answer his first question. I don't have a response to, I'd like to answer his second question. I don't have a response to his first question, but certainly, though, I have a suggestion in terms of his second question. Again, let's review. The Maharsha's second question is that when it comes to the opening of Shemona Esrei, which is just a continuation of the Brachos of Kriya Shema, so that does a good job explaining Shemona Esrei, and it does, Shachris, and it does a good job explaining Maariv. What about Mincha Musaf? And so I'd like to suggest as follows, and it's based on a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes this in the beginning of the Masechta. You know, there's a minhag when you open up Masechta Brachos to the beginning. So all the Rishonim are bothered by a really simple question, and that is, none of us daven Maariv at the correct time. Okay, this is not a new problem. This is a really old problem. The Rishonim daven Maariv early. Period. And then it's just a question of, yeah, but okay, fine. So Shemona Esrei early, like, okay, we can get over that. Right, there's flexibility. But Shema early, meaning Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa to say at night, how can you say the Shema early? So basically all the Rishonim say is the general answer is, you're going to repeat Shema later that evening. You go to a shul, and they daven Shemona Esrei early. Again, not now for to define what early means, but you daven Shemona Esrei early, you daven Maariv early. So the Gabbai's going to say, okay, good, so say Shema later on. Good, that's the Rishonim already said this. Good, so now you're going to be saying Shema later that evening. So now you're fulfilling a mitzvah. Are you going to be making a bracha when you say Shema later that evening? So Rabbeinu Yonah addresses that very question. So he quotes, I'm not going to quote all this inside, super interesting. So he quotes an opinion, it's Rav Haigon, Rav Amran Gon. He says that, you know what, when you say Shema that night, after you've davened Maariv, you make a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidshanu Tzav Tzivanu L'Kro Kriya Shema. Brachas a mitzvah, because you're going to do a mitzvah, it makes sense. So, and then the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Rebbe. Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's not a bracha, meaning we don't have that formulation of a bracha. That bracha is not to be found anywhere. You can't just simply invent brachas. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't like it. Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know what bracha you're going to make that night before you say Shema? You say, yes, but the bracha of Avarabba, or Avasolam. Avasolam. Yeah, well, it's Maariv, so you're going to make the bracha of Avasolam. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, because that's a bracha of Krishma. So you make the bracha of Avas Olam. Rabbeinu Yonah then goes on to say, wait one second. You can't just make that bracha by itself, meaning that bracha doesn't open up with the words Baruch Ata Hashem. If it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta, so then fine. So then you can, then we have what to talk about. But if I'm just making the bracha of Avas Olam by itself, it's not a bracha smucha l'chaverta. You can't open up with Avas Olam. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes at the end of this paragraph, you know what? When you have a construction of a bracha, as part of a bracha smucha l'chaverta, now you have license to use it in other circumstances as well. So even though avas olam by itself obviously is not open up with shema malchus, but because it's part of the series of brachas, so now what I can do is I could take it out and use it when necessary. When would it be necessary? When I'm reading Shema at night. So if I'm reading Shema at night, so I will say avas olam by itself, it's fine. That's Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Masechta Brachos. Using that Rabbeinu Yonah, we're going to now say the same thing over here. Meaning, you're right, that when I have Shemona Esrei, that's following the Brachas of Shema, so now it's a Brachas Smucha L'Chaverta. And it doesn't need to open up with Shema Malchus. But if I'm saying it by itself, like Mincha, like Musaf, so how can I do that? So using this Rabbeinu Yonah, the answer is, once it's part of a series, so then I'm allowed to take it out of its series and say it independently. Even though it doesn't have the correct construct of Shema Malchus. Good. That is all but one approach in terms of how to deal with Shemona Esrei missing Shema Malchus. Let's recap. We have so far, Tosfos asking two times in our Masechta, How come Shimon Esrei doesn't open up with Shema Malchus? Tosfos in both places gives one answer, which is that Elokei Avraham is really Malchus, based on a Gemara earlier in the Masechta. A second suggestion in Tosfos on Daf Memtes is that it's fundamentally rooted in the idea that it's really continuation of the brachas of Kriyat Shema. And it's really a bracha smucha lechaverta when it's put next to the brachas of Kriyat Shema. The Marsha asked two questions. Of the two questions, I gave a suggestion for one of them, which is that even though in Mincha and in Musaf, it is not a brachas smucha lechaverta, but because it is as part of a brachas smucha lechaverta, so then I could take it out and I could use it even as a standalone.
What do you mean as is? It's not smucha lechaverta.
Agreed. We're in total agreement. Good. Okay, good. But Rabbeinu...
There's something wrong and you insist it's right.
I didn't insist. Rabbeinu Yonah says
it. I know.
Okay, good. Good. So I can't say it on my own. I'm not allowed to say those things. Okay. A totally different approach, which I don't have the time to say, but I encourage you to look. I have the Maror Makomos, the Beis Yosef, and the Meiri, and they make the following suggestion. The question doesn't get off the ground. This requirement of shame and malchus is only by a birchus mitzvah. It's only by Birchus Nanin. In other words, when we have to do something that we're instructed, when we are getting benefit from this world, and we have to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the master of the whole world, then there's a requirement to Shena Machus. But if it's Shmona Esrei, and it is Shevach, Hoda'ah, it's Bakasha, there's no requirement of Shena Machus. That's basically the Beis Yosef, that's the Meiri. I have them both here inside. It's a whole different approach. We'll stop for now.